Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're having some problems in the background here, so if I do bring any calls on, all we're going to hear is an echo, so I do apologize. I changed a few things around at my house. Kind of get stuck in your house for 2 weeks. You kind of figure out what's going on. As I said this morning, last week, I apologize I wasn't here, but three of us in my house got hit with COVID, myself included. So, weren't really up to be able to do a show last week. This week, we're having some technical difficulties here. There's still some lingering feelings from COVID. I do have to say I'm one of the lucky ones who have gone through it. And when I mean lucky by going through it, I don't mean lucky that I got it. I mean lucky that it has been taken care of in my system here. You just have a lot of things that happen in the end here with how it feels. You get really tired easily. I've been on the air for about an hour, and I'm exhausted. Feel like I've run a marathon. Well, I never run a marathon, so let's get that straight. I wouldn't be that that tired, but I think you get the point. So this is the real deal. Not that I didn't think it was the real deal prior, but when it does hit you, it's definitely you can feel it for a while. I'm almost out of my quarantine stage. I got another day. Today's my last day of quarantine, so I'll be able to get back out and see humans other than my family again tomorrow. But I will say it's not the easiest thing. It is, I didn't get hit too bad with it, but there were some points where you kind of just say, wow, this is bad. So, we're live this week. I do apologize for some of the issues, so I keep giving the phone number out, but we don't bring you on because of the fact that there are just too much feedback when you would be to come on. And trying to figure out some of those things in between the breaks here. So bear with us. I do apologize for all of it. We'll do everything we can to fix it. I know Nathan in the background is working his you-know-what off. He's one of the best out there. So I know I'm in good hands, and I know I just need to do a few things here. So we'll continue on thinking spring, getting ready for spring 2021, We touch base on some of the vegetables that you'll be looking at doing this spring, what we'll want to do. Keep those in mind. What we're going to start outdoors, what we're going to start indoors. Beans are definitely ones that you'll be starting, directly outdoors. A lot of those beans They'll be saying get outside to start. Don't start indoors. You know, tomatoes you can start indoors. Those are some of the ones that you'll look at and say, all right, I'm going to get ahead of it and get ready. You know, peas, right? There's another process you look through and you say, all right, peas, what do we, you know, I want to have peas into the yard. Well, those you're going to start outdoors at the beginning of April. We're not that far away. We want the temperatures to warm up a little bit, but it's about the soil. These are ones that we put directly into the ground, take about 2 months to really get mature. So those are some different things to be thinking about this year for the garden. If you're looking to do that vegetable garden, you can start some of the perennials indoors. You can start some of your flowers indoors. It's not just about the vegetables indoors. You know, take a look at some of the different perennials you might use. One that pops to mind, that I'm a huge fan of is like an astilbe, right? Astilbe, you know, they're saying, you could probably start them now and get them outdoors in the next month or two and get them started, get some growth to them. That's one that you could take a look at. I look at burpee.com, and a lot of them actually come as bare roots. You're transplanting them directly outside. They're already started for you. But if you're looking for, like, some seeds, there's some others that you could take a look at and say, all right, this is when I'm going to start them indoors. And, like, a coreopsis, right? Coreopsis, you can actually, from Burpee, you can buy the plants. But you're going to start them indoors the middle of this month. So we're just about there. Get ready and then transplant them and go outdoors in April into May. You know, slowly getting them from the indoors to the out to get them satisfied to where they need to be. So those are some things to be thinking about. Those are some things of, you know, all right, this is what we're going to do. But it doesn't necessarily just have to be vegetables or indoor type plants. We can be looking at those perennials. We can be looking at your annuals, right? Your annuals and saying, all right, what do I want to get out there? Do I want to get some different petunias out there this year? Well, when should I start petunias indoors? You know, maybe looking at that, you know, they have that night, the black cat is what one of the varieties are. And we're starting those indoors right now. Those are the ones we want to start today. Looking at some of these, if we're going to have them and we want to start them from seed, you look at the back of the package and see what it says for, basically to maturity. That's a lot of times would be with vegetables, but you're looking to see how long it will take to grow. Different annuals will say different things of when to put them outdoors. A lot of them we're looking at the middle of May, end of May. May 20th is usually a good time for that to be put out. That's about the last time we have a frost in this area. So definitely take that look there. But it's not just about starting vegetables at home right now. It's about what else can you start. So definitely be thinking about those things, thinking about, all right, is it just some petunias? Do I want to add some different things? You know, the sky's the limit. As I've said millions of times, I go to Burpee's website just to get ideas of what they have. I think their website's one of the better for varieties. It'll tell you, the vegetables, flowers, perennials, herbs, fruit, heirloom, organics, that type of thing. Then you can scroll down through it. And then each of the individual websites have when to start indoors, when to transplant, when to start outdoors, etc. And so that's why I use it. I get all my information from it and try to move from there. you can get a lot of this information if you're at a garden center looking at the package of the seeds. So definitely definitely take a look at these things and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do this season. So, you know, just a couple things. Excuse me. I do apologize. The yawning just keeps happening with being tired from this. For those of you who have had it, you kind of understand. We're moving on. I know I won't be doing a lot of heavy work in the garden for a few weeks here or outdoors until I get back to 100%. But those of you out there who can get out there, we're 13 days away from spring. We'll be getting ready. The soil temperatures are warming up. They're not there yet. We want them over 50 degrees really to be putting anything down. And the thing is, we're looking for those temperatures to warm up so that our root systems can develop. And the other thing is, for crabgrass, if we have crabgrass each year, it needs to be warm enough for the crabgrass to start to want to wake up in order for the product that crabgrass release to work. So those are some things to be thinking about going forward. That's why you want to be ready. That's why you want to have it and go from there. So I'll give out our number here. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll get back. We'll have more of your gardening question answer. Again, to help you out, be back.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're almost on it. We've almost figured out exactly what we can do to fix this issue we're having here in the background, so I do apologize. The breaks are just short enough that I can't get to get everything. But we'll keep on keeping on here. For the next, till the next break, and hopefully at that point we'll come out of it. Moved a few things around, this week. As I said, earlier, I've been stuck home in quarantine, so you kind of get a little stir crazy when you actually do have some energy. And then once you don't have the energy, you have to sit down and relax. That's not something I do easily. Definitely some challenging times with that. In the meantime, we've been talking about spring, talking about what we can and can't do, when we're going to get started, etc. And we're not that far away. We need to get ready, have everything that we want ready, so that when it comes time, we can actually move forward. With the spring, right? And so, you know, once you start to see the forsythia starting to bloom out there, that's usually when it's the first sign to say, all right, we can start putting crabgrass preventer down. Well, that's the first signal, but let's also make sure that the soil is warm enough at the same time. There's ways to look for it. I can't remember the website. I'll have to find it at one of the breaks here. We'll be able to tell you exactly, you know, you'll be able to look at the soil temperatures and say, all right, this is perfect. This is where I want it. So definitely it's not that far off, but definitely We're a couple weeks away from getting spring here. So definitely think ahead. Get the products that you want. Get them in, you know, your possession so that when it is time, you can just get them done and be ready and move on to the next project in the yard. So it's definitely one of those things where the first step is the is, you know, usually the number one thing we do, but it is the most important on how you're going to start that process. Because if you're going to reseed, there's one path you're going to take. If you're just trying to take care of an area, there's another path you're going to take. So definitely make that decision now so that you can plan the rest of the season out. Again, if you think of some questions, maybe go online, go to our website at paulparent.com. You can take a go to the email us, and we'll try and answer some of those while we try to figure out some of the microphone issues. I know I've just been having a number of issues this morning, so I do apologize to everybody out there. We just don't want to bring somebody on the air, and the feedback would be so bad it would sound like it would sound terrible, like an airplane is in the background, and we don't want to have that happen. So that's what's going on this morning. But our number here, once we do get settled, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're still thinking spring. Think about the next couple seasons and what you're going to do. How are we going to do some things? What's the goal for this summer? Do we want to be able to spend more time out on a patio with flowers around us or vegetables? What do we want to do? So plan that out now. Look at it and say, all right, this is where I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to do for the season. I want to spend more time on my patio, so I'm going to plant gardens around the patio, or I'm going to do container gardens. I'm going to do container vegetables this year. I'm going to do raised beds. Make those decisions now versus before it comes too late. So those are some things that we're thinking about right now. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. He praised the passage of the package, explaining how it will be used to help Americans.
The resources of this plan will be used to expand and speed up manufacturing and distribution of vaccines so we can get every single American vaccinated sooner than later. I believe we'll have enough by the middle of May. To vaccinate, it's going to take longer to get in their arms, but that's how much vaccine we'll have.
He also said the $1,400 stimulus relief checks will be sent out later this month. Large numbers of immigrants are being reported at the Mexican border. The White House is trying to accommodate the surge. Border agents detained 100,000 migrants at the border just last month. It was the highest total in almost 2 years. This is USA Radio News. The Minnesota Court of Appeals on Friday ordered a lower court to reconsider reinstating third-degree murder charges for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer accused of killing George Floyd. The court said that District Judge Peter Cahill improperly refused prosecutors' motions to add the additional charge. Cahill dropped the third-degree murder charge in October, saying the language of the law says the crime must involve danger to more than one person. The appeals court ordered Cahill to reconsider the prosecutor's motion. Chauvin's trial for second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter is scheduled to begin on Monday. Poet Amanda Gorman says a security guard racially profiled her while she was walking home on Friday night. The 22-year-old, who recently recited a poem at President Biden's inauguration, tweeted that the guard followed her home and demanded to know where she lived because she looked, quote, suspicious. Gorman lives in Los Angeles, but she didn't specify exactly where the encounter occurred. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do believe with Nathan's brilliant mind, he fixed this. I'm the one who kind of messed this up when I did some moving, so I do apologize. Definitely give us a call now. We're going to try it out. I think we should be back in business, hopefully. So I do have a question on email. From Dorothy. She says, I have bulbs in pots that I brought in to overwinter. Is it time to begin to wake them up? So, with bulbs like that, I'm hoping that they're like tulips, daffodils, those types of things. We can start getting them ready because they're going to be starting to pop up in the soil in the next couple weeks. You know, you might actually see some of them at garden centers. They can force them and get them ready early. So definitely I would be bringing those out to get started so they can warm up a little bit. But I don't see a problem doing that. You just don't want to bring them completely outside yet. Maybe keep them in the house where it's a little bit cooler. You don't want to go from like extreme cold to extreme heat. We want to gradually do that, so that's something to look at with it, but you could definitely be waking those up at this point. So hopefully that will help out. Another question we have from Joe Ellen. It says, when is it safe to begin trimming, pruning branches on plants such as holly bushes? Well, so it's safe up until a certain date, really, right? I like to look at with hollies and those types of things, being able to prune them all the way until about the beginning of July. I like to wait from the beginning of July to the end of, you know, August, so it's not in that hot, hot month, hot times, so that it doesn't dehydrate the plant. But you could definitely probably get started if you're looking to shape it at this point, depending upon what you're looking at. You know, a lot of the hollies, depending upon if it's an American holly, we'll start to have those, we'll have the flowers in the spring. Those are going to be, you know, for the females, those will produce the berries for you. So if you know it's a female, you know, you might be cutting off some of the those once it has flowered. So maybe early is good for you. But if you're just, you know, you're just trying to shape it and you're not really, you know, don't mind if it has berries or not. You can do that any time in between now and, you know, July 1st-ish, right? I don't like to go any further than that in the heat, just because it will dehydrate the plants very quickly. So hopefully that will help you out a little bit. But if you're looking just to trim it, you know, spray, get a nice shape to it, you could start doing that in the next week or two. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 2.5 hours left in the show. Our phone lines and our microphones should be working at this point. So I do apologize. You moved a few things around here. And this is what happens. Got to get ahead of it for next time. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's going to be nice and sunny today, but a little bit cool. End of the week, we're looking to warm up here, at least in this area. So start to be thinking spring. The long-term forecast has us going, you know, more of the same right now, but we'll see what happens. You know, you can never tell on the couple week forecast. I mean, a couple weeks ago, on a Sunday, I said, oh, it's going to be a beautiful week, and then it snowed in the weekend. So things change quickly. Let's hope that there's no more snow, that this is all done with the snow and we're getting into that spring feeling. That's one of my faults, because I had said, over like 2 months ago, I wish we had some snow. Well, I got it. So I'll take the blame for that one. But we're definitely, we're thinking spring now, what we can be doing in the garden, for 2021. So definitely, you know, think about those things and say, all right, this is the plan, and stick to it. That's really what we're looking to do, is stick to a plan, and get it so that, you know, whichever project you look at is successful, you know, whether it be the lawn or the garden. You know, a lot of times at this point, garden, you know, thinking about adding, you know, amendments to the garden for your vegetable garden, adding, you know, compost, adding some new soil if you need to, getting those things ready now while the ground is still not completely woken up or awake, if you will, so that you can just get it there. So when it does come time, you're ready. Adding compost each year to the vegetable garden would be good. Really depends on how you want to do it. You know, do you want to use cow manure? Do you want to use leaf type compost? Do you want to use a lobster compost? Really, any of those additions is going to be helpful for the soil. So definitely some things to think about. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Tom is in Worcester.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Sorry to hear about your COVID experiences.
I appreciate it.
I got my second shot, and believe me, it's not fun.
Ugh.
The after effects. Also, before I get asking questions, your homepage, which I spoke to, I think Nathan.
Yep.
I spoke to him last week and this week. When you put on open, it doesn't work that way. It used to, but not anymore. You have to go through all this different pictures and try to get into. Finally, you do. So that needs to be worked on.
All right. I thought we had fixed it, but we will work on it again this week. So
no,
I appreciate that feedback.
If you hit the start, you know, open, it doesn't work that way. Okay. Thank you. One other comment is that you advertise you're on for 4 hours, but on the Genesis station, whatever, You run for 3 hours, then it repeats the fourth hour, the first hour.
Okay. I'll take a look at that as well.
Okay. Sorry to...
That's okay. I want to know those things, right?
So. I have some questions. I can remember them all. I have white flies, and I've gotten answers before, on my hanging plants in the front of the house, specifically petunias. I buy these expensive plants. I hang them. I water them once a week if needed. I fertilize them once a week. And then all of a sudden, probably sometime in June, the white flies attack. So I know what to put on them. All season oil or something is... How can I prevent them from even starting?
Well, so, you know, there are using it as like a preemptive, right? That's one of the things to be looking at, like that, you know, to take care of the white fly early by using that oil first. There's a systemic granular that you can look at. You know, you can use it as the systemic houseplant. You've probably heard me talk about it this year in regards to all your houseplants, but you can actually use it in like a hanging basket like that. You can actually mix it into the soil. They have like an 8-ounce bottle.
What's its name?
It's called Systemic Houseplant Insect Control.
Would you mind spelling that?
Yeah, it's SYSTEMIC, and then houseplant, and that's from Bonide. Okay, and that comes in like a little 8-ounce container. Mm-hmm. You'll mix that into the soil. A lot of people will mix it in when they're repotting, but if you're putting something into them and you're starting them in, it's definitely worth it.
Is it liquid?
It will last for up to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be your, you know, your preemptive start to it. You know, so if you were to do that early, then you can actually, you know, 8 weeks after, put it back into the soil, water it in, mix it in.
Is it liquid?
It's a granular, so it needs to break up in the soil. You don't break it up physically yourself. You just let it sit in. It kind of looks like little BBs, right?
Okay.
So you mix that into the soil, water it in. And that will translocate through the plant and help protect it for up to 8 weeks.
So would that, I wouldn't have to use the all-season oil?
Well, so if you're doing it at the start, you might not need to, but it would be something I would still have on hand. So it won't do everything, right? It won't protect everything. But
they,
it will
they all of a sudden just show up and I can't, like, in days.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. So what I would look at doing is using this systemic houseplant, then from there, having that all seasons as a help preventative for if they're showing up from another plant that doesn't have it, that type of thing, so that it will, you know, you kind of have it at all fronts. Because this will help any of this if coming from your plant. So it won't come from your plant, but if you have other plants, it might still show up. So that's where the all seasons oil will come into play to help it.
Is it proper for me to do is I use a long handle sprayer and I reach up and I spray the plants until the water comes pouring through to the bottom. And then once a week, I take the plants down, hang them in the back, let the water pour through. Then I put liquid fertilizer in it. It seems to work well for that.
Yeah,
once the white flies happen, I cut the plants down two-thirds practically and wait for 3 or 4 weeks for them to start growing up again.
Yeah, so this, you know, this the systemic will help with the infestation on its way, but I still think you're going to need the all seasons just as an extra, you know, just in case to protect it. But, you know, it's the systemic houseplant isn't instant. It doesn't, like, automatically save everything. It takes about a few days for it to really start becoming active.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people will do it when they start planting. So that as the plant grows, it can develop with it.
So probably every 8 weeks should
yep,
I apply
every
it?
Every 8 weeks, yep.
Okay, one thing about my tomatoes, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
When I plant them and I have great success, I use some lime, fast-acting lime,
yep.
Some superphosphate, and some 10-10-10.
Yep.
Is there anything else I could add?
No, I think I would keep it there, maybe adding to the soil, adding some cow manure or like lobster compost or some sort of compost when you're planting them. That
How about
will...
that? It's a liquid. It's made up in Worcester there, of course. Fisherman thing?
Yeah. Yep, up in Gloucester. You can be adding
yes.
that to the soil every couple weeks. They have a tomato, fruit, and veg one, so you could definitely do that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Tom, you have a great rest
well.
Of your day. Thank you.
Get well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're back to normal. I had hit a button accidentally, and it's all fixed. The microphone works again the right way. We're not having tons of feedback. And we do have a call online, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, I'm sorry you had that COVID.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Boy, hope you're feeling better.
soon. I was telling Nathan in between the breaks, I'm tired just at the drop of a hat right now.
Yeah, they say it makes you very tired. Okay, I got a question for you. I got a poinsettia, and it's starting to get growth out of the top now. I'd like to, you know, keep it intact a little bit. What can I do?
So you want to keep it intact? You don't want to really, like,
well, I don't want it to outgrow. You know, it's getting big, you know. I'd like to keep it trimmed back a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, this time of year... So the poinsettias, those are ones where you can actually, cut back, to a good amount of time, a good amount of its height, during the spring months, to thin it out a little bit. So that, you know, I don't see a problem doing that now. Thinning it out so it will rejuvenate, because anytime you prune it, just remember two branches are going to pop up from that. So I'd be looking at pruning it if you wanted to now, so that you could get that new growth throughout the season. Do you keep it in like a sunny window right now, or?
Yeah, I got it in a sunny window.
Okay.
It seems like the shoots are coming out, you know, from the plant. New shoots, new growth coming out.
Yeah, so it's probably gone through a good cycle of, you know, it flowered, it did its thing.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's ready to go on to the next step, which, you know, you kind of, you're looking to thin it out, get rid of some of the leaves so it almost some airflow can go through it. So it's not just all leaves all over it.
Yeah.
You can prune some of it back by maybe a third or so.
Really?
To get
actually like a leaf node or?
Yeah, so like right above a leaf node. So when so that you can continue, you know, getting more growth for the next season. You know, I'd look at it and say, all right, how big do I really want it to be at the end of the season?
Right.
And say, all right, I'm going to cut it back to here so it, when it does grow, it's going to pop up two different, you know, shoots.
Oh.
Those are going to grow branches and say, all right, this is where I'm going to go. So I would say, you know, you let it kind of, so let me go back a little bit. So one of the first things you do is you let it rest for the for part of the winter, right?
Uh-huh.
You've got it, you let it do its thing in the window. You get it starting to go a little bit. Excuse me. You can actually start to fertilize it again to get it going for this season. And then when spring actually hits, you can bring it outside.
Right.
Once you kind of get it outside, that's when you would make some cuts. Some will actually say you can cut it all the way down to about 8 inches of the plant. Because what will happen is all that new growth will start to pop up.
Yeah.
So as the season goes on, you know, each of your cuts is going to show two new shoots. Then it's going to, you know, each one of those, if you prune those, eventually it'll just branch out.
Yeah.
So what I would be looking at doing is once you start to get it outside in the next few weeks, once the temperature's warm enough, we're looking at end of April, beginning of May for you, you can actually prune it back at that point to get it bushier again to start over for you.
Well, these shoots are pretty big already, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'd let those grow for a little bit because it's going to make it bushier and then cut those back in a few weeks so that you can shape the bush into what you're looking for.
Can you re-root them?
You could by cutting, by the cuttings, using rooting powder. You could definitely do that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Mary, have a great day. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.